This podcast is brought to you by Kefir Her. Whether you're feeling the effects of menopause or your menstrual cycle, discover what's key for you in less than 5 minutes with tailored supplement recommendations, information and insights on kefirher.com.
Hi, I'm Renee.
And I'm Donna. Welcome to the Key for Her podcast.
In this series, we aim to educate and open up honest conversations with both medical professionals and real life women.
We want to shine a light on those topics that sometimes go unspoken about and help empower women to know what is key for their health and well-being.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Key for Her podcast. Today, Renee and I will speak with Vicky Crowley, also known as Vicky Lashes on social media. Vicky is a Key for Her customer, and today she will tell us all about her journey with her menstrual cycle.
Thank you so much for joining us, Vicky.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So lovely to speak to you in person.
I know, we're always just tag on Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram friends.
But I suppose that's where it kind of comes from. Tell us a bit about how you found us and why you went with Key.
I have been searching the heavens for something that would stop my PMS, well, you know, or at least reduce it, because I have just always suffered really badly with my PMS, and I have been taking anything the girl in the health shop told me get, I would get it. I was spending maybe 120 euros a month just trying to feel like a normal functioning human woman. So actually, how did I even find G? I think an ad came up on Facebook or Instagram, and I was like, click, I will try anything. And I just loved it. I just loved it. It was amazing. It was from month one, I felt the effects of it.
I did.
I loved it. And then what I thought I felt after a month is nothing compared to what I feel now. I'm a year. It's a year I've been taking them.
Wow.
Yeah, a year, a whole year.
It's
now.
Our anniversary with you, Vicky.
And I loved it because it has everything. And like, who has the time or the funds?
Or the inclination.
Yeah. You know, I take two things in the morning, your two tablets. And even at sometimes I'm like, whoops, I forgot it. You know, I'll take it by lunchtime or whatever. And it's easy. It's not like sachets or there's no horrible taste. It's just down the gob and you're away.
I noticed you started doing like more daily TikToks, like daily vlogs.
They're actually brilliant.
You just love them. You put up your Christmas stuff already. Fair play to you.
I have to. It's the toy show tonight, and I was so busy all week. My Christmas rush is here. I'm going out tomorrow night. There's no way I'm putting up the decorations with a hangover.
Yeah. You're going out, are you? Oh, very exciting.
I'm after getting a new dress. I'm after getting new shoes. I'm getting a blow dry. I mean,
nice.
I can't wait.
So nice this year to be able to do all that, isn't it? Because last year was such a bummer.
And we were still handing our COVID certs and getting an hour and a half on a table. So I am looking forward to the more social aspect of this Christmas. But I have to put up the tree for those reasons. I am not.
Well, it's gorgeous, by the way. But I noticed you're doing your daily vlogs, and most of those daily vlogs start off with Key, and there's you having your morning routine, and it seems to be just lovely what you have going on. And after a year, you're saying you're feeling like tip-top. You notice a huge difference.
I am myself, and my youngest just turned 5, and I just feel, he's in school now. I feel like I have time for me. And I think it's really important, like as a mom and as a woman, no matter whether you're a parent or not, that you are prioritizing yourself, your health, your menstrual health. And as women, we just tend to kind of disappear into the background a little bit and don't put ourselves first. And no, I am like, I am eating good. I am taking my supplements. I am exercising. I am doing things that make me feel good.
Good woman, Vicky.
Yeah.
I had to ask, you got a sparkly outfit to go out in, or what are you wearing for your Christmas?
It is a sparkly purple mini dress, but it has long sleeves kind of wrap over. It's beautiful.
Wow.
And your little one just turned 5 as well. My little one just turned 5. And I remember Ren saying to me a few years ago, it's a 5-year project. It's intense. It's the most intense for the first 5 years. So
it is. And I think you don't realize until you're out of it. When you're in it, you're just doing it. You're in the baby stages, it's nappies, bottles. You're just doing it. You're just doing what you have to do to survive. And then when, like, Sonny is in school until 1:45. I have from when he leaves till 1:45.
Yeah.
On my own.
I know. It's a strange feeling when you haven't had that for so long. And like you said, you're so in it, you can't see how hard it all is.
You can't see the wood from the trees. And when you come out of it, it's great. So anyone listening, like, hold on, the end of this life is amazing.
Hold on is right. Hold on and look after yourself as much as you can.
Yeah.
Because
don't be a martyr.
Yeah. And it's like you're giving all of yourself to the kids and your partner or whatever else. And it's just a lot. So you just have to take that time. It seems to be a theme in all of our recent podcasts is just allocating time for yourself and not feeling guilty about it.
Yeah. And that does slip from time to time. Like every routine that a woman or any person may have, like, you know, you get blips in the road, you get bumps in the road. It's important to not throw it all in the bin for a bad week. Or like, for example, I was sick earlier in the week and I couldn't even take a sup of water, so I didn't take my supplements.
Aww.
Like, you could easily continue that and forget
slip
about
back
them
in.
Yeah, and be like, oh, it's grand, and then all of a sudden you're back to square one almost.
We call that falling off the wagon.
Yeah.
We always like help each other get back on the wagon, and it happens to everybody, you know, even us. Like, you know, it's reality.
And allow yourself back on the wagon. Like, put yourself on the wagon first. You're driving the freaking wagon.
it's my freaking wagon.
And then some days you are a wagon. We all are.
We are a wagon.
I suppose we want to kind of chat to you as well about your menstrual cycle and your period, and have they always been a bit of a bitch, or did it just get worse after you had kids? Because I noticed for me that mine always got worse after I had my kids, where I wasn't as bad in my teenage years and in my 20s. So I know everyone's experience is different.
Yeah,
so
mine's the opposite. I had like not a turbulent start. Like, I was a real tomboy, as my mom says. You didn't turn into a girl until you were like out the other side of first year. So all my friends were getting their periods. All I wanted was my period. I was like, when will it come? I was like, Mom, I have a little pain. And she's like, no, look, it'll happen when it happens, and you won't want it when it does. And I was like, no, I just need my period like everyone else's period. And I wasn't late. I was 12. It was Christmas, and I turned 13 in the February. So maybe a little bit later than a lot of my friends. Well, the ones who would say they had it.
They were probably all lying at the time just to be cool.
Yeah.
Like,
One girl showed me.
Oh, just to prove it.
Yeah, because we were all like, no, you don't. And she was like,
no way.
Hang on there a second. She was like, Vicky, come here. And I was like, oh, she does. Yeah.
Was this
confirm.
In school? Were you in all girls or co-ed?
All girls.
Wow.
So I was like,
It sounded like it was being talked about, whereas a lot of places, my experience is that no one was talking about it. So that's interesting.
I think I kind of allowed people. I have a big personality.
I wouldn't think very boring people would be that interested. You seem to attract very full personalities.
Fun. You got your period yet? I still haven't had mine. And I was hands in the air, like, when am I going to get this magical period? And me and my mom, like, my mom's my best friend, and she's so good. She was so good to me when I got it. And even now, like, whenever I'm on my period and I go home, I'm like, oh, I'm on my period. And she's like, you're always on that second period. All she ever hears about either I'm ovulating, I'm menstruating, or I know I'm due. I always just know when they're coming, because I have spent a lot of my life now in trying to learn about my cycle and my body.
Wow.
I now know that I'm like, oh, I got them.
You're an innovator and a conversation starter by the sounds of things. So you were getting all those girls to talk about in school.
Yeah, we would. And I remember this one girl, oh God, love her. It went up her back in school. Oh, I was sitting behind her and it came up her back. She was in her shirt, so it would have been probably like a warmer time of year. And I was like, oh my God. So like you would just tell the person and
yeah,
she'd go to the bathroom and clean up. Actually, she went home. Poor thing.
Poor girl.
Yeah. So I went to my primary school and secondary school experience was fantastic. Everyone was lovely.
God, you're always good.
This is so good to hear.
Girl power.
We were actually in Cork, your neck of the woods, last week, and I was there thinking of you going, I was there driving around going, this is where Vicky's from. I was waving out the window going, hi,
Vicky town.
Wherever you are. We were in the city at the university for a talk on femtech companies, and we were only there for like a few hours, and then we had to drive home. But basically, I was looking out the window saying to myself, number one, Cork is fabulous. It looks like it has so much culture and it's a cool place to visit. It's massive. Your traffic isn't the May West now, I have to say.
No, it's not.
And all the streets are like so tiny and they love to park on both sides. It's like, how am I going to get out
here? And if you were in UCC, like that's all real small side streets and that's the real old part of Cork.
I love all the buildings. Nice and pointy and everything. So I think we'll
nice
have to.
nice
and pointy. Pointy.
We'll have to book in for our lashes the next time we're down. So tell us all about what you do.
I am a beautician, first of all. I went to beauty skills. And then my friend got these eyelash extensions. It was back in like 2011. And I was like, what are they? Like, oh my God, I need to learn how to do these. So I did them in 2012 and I'm doing them 10 years now.
Wow.
I have become Vicky Lashes. My clients, I don't know, can you see that there?
Yeah.
I have become her. My clients named me. My salon was called Beauty Spot. That was just a name I just thought it was cute. And then as girls were coming to get their lashes done, they'd put me in their phone as Vicky Lashes. You know, I actually had a client last week. She goes, you're still on my phone as Vicky Makeup. I did her makeup for her Debs. And now she's like a mother of two. That just makes me feel old.
So you have women coming into you every day of the week.
Every day.
Of the year, you're jammed and say they're all getting lashed out right now before they head out.
It's great. I love it.
And whereabouts in Cork are you based?
I am in Yall. So I'm in East Cork.
Come back now. In Yall.
I have no more room. Sorry.
Do not go to Vicky's. Reverse.
Text me and I'll recommend someone else.
Wow, that's a good sign.
It's a great complaint to have.
I know it is. I'm originally from Blackrock and then I met my husband.
Who's very handsome, by the way. I've seen Vicky. He'll love to hear this. We follow you, obviously, and you're there on your Hollybops and they're having a great time looking at yourself. Having a great time. The two of you get along. I get the feeling you two get along really well together and you're a great couple.
Besties.
But it's funny how I said earlier that I don't attract like quiet people, but my husband is so quiet until you know him. But like,
Yin and yang kind of.
Yeah. Imagine another me. Imagine someone in the same.
Vicky and
full
Victor.
Of energy.
You'd be like, boom.
About my family, he says, oh my God, you're so loud.
You're so full of life and energy and happiness. It's just your joy. You're like a joy to watch every day. So you have loads of women coming in and out every day. And do they talk to you about perimenopause and their menstrual cycles and all these things that we'd be chatting about?
I have this amazing tool. Now I need to charge it, but
you have a fan for them in case they get all flushed.
I feel it before they do because as I'm working on them, my hands are kind of hovering above their
You can
head.
Feel it.
I can feel it coming and I just whip this out and it's and they'll like kick off the blanket or they'll just go like that and I know and I don't say a word. I just remove my hands from their head.
You're booked out. That's some service. Fans and all she has. If you're in perimenopause and you need your lashes done, you need to bring a fan with you.
Anytime I've gotten my eyelashes though, obviously you get so comfortable when you get your eyelashes done. And then I wake myself up snoring because all of a sudden I do the, you know, that kind of sucky in breath.
Yeah, so embarrassing.
Then I give myself a fright because snoring. And then I wake up and then I fall back asleep again because what she's doing is so gentle.
Yeah, you can.
I brought Annabelle with me because I had no one to mind her. That's my daughter. And she was probably, I don't know, it was probably about 4 years ago. And she was sitting on the ground playing some sort of video game beside me. And at the end, she was like, "Mom, I'm so embarrassed. You kept snoring the whole time and waking up and snorting and going back to sleep."
Like, it's so relaxing.
Sorry, child.
We don't care. We don't care. Like, snoring is a good thing. I would chat away while doing them. A lot of girls with eyelashes don't talk, but I kind of seem to have mastered the art because I can't shut up. So I have to. But if someone asleep wouldn't bother me at all. Like, that's a good sign that you're relaxed and happy.
Exactly. I suppose even with sleep and stuff like that, would women talk to you about how they're getting on in life with their menstrual cycle or menopause?
Yeah.
Like, what do they say to you?
So I either get like the girls coming in. I actually had a girl last night come in with a hot water bottle strapped to her womb, and she was like, "I am just absolutely hemorrhaging." And that's our favorite word, hemorrhaging. I think it might, I don't know, is it a Cork thing? We're like, "I'm hemorrhaging, girl."
It sounds dramatic. So bad it would feel like that, you know?
Yeah, and you do feel like you're hemorrhaging. You do. You're this blood pouring out of you. I don't think it's as over dramatic as it may sound because, well, we're used to it now, but it's just not nice.
No, and I guarantee you, if guys were hemorrhaging blood out of themselves every month, they'd have a thing or two to say about it.
They would. They would have invented something to stop it.
Like us.
Like us. Yeah.
Well, just stop it all together. Yeah.
We are definitely helping. You're definitely helping. I have menstruating women coming in, you know, I'm on my period, and you almost know. I actually think there is like a period skin. There's a period hair. There's a period outfit. Yeah, there's just a period aura around.
We need to do a TikTok on this. The period outfit. The period aura. How to spot a person.
And I do feel like when I have my period, I feel like everybody knows. Everyone knows I'm on my period. Probably because I tell them. I just feel like, you know, I don't know, it's weird. But yeah, I've menstruated women, I have perimenopausal women, and I have menopausal women. And the menopausal women are like, "Oh, you have all this to look forward to." And I'm like, "Thanks, Mary."
What symptoms would you have noticed? Like, I know you're on key menstrual, but what symptoms would you mainly have had before you went on it? And how has it helped those symptoms?
Okay, so let's average 4 weeks in the month. I'd have two weeks where I was an entirely different person.
Aww.
I was irritable, and I mean like not irritable, like slammed doors. And this goes back to my teenage years as well. Like, my lead up to my period was horrendous, like from all my family, you know, and it affects everybody, especially in the lockdown now, like just the impatience with my kids. Low energy, low mood, just not in the mood for anything. Eating just all the wrong foods, pain in my back, neck, eyes, headaches, you name it, I had it. And then I'd get my period, I'd be fine. I actually don't mind menstruating. It's prior to
lead up.
And it was 2 weeks. So let's say I would be 10 days before I would have it, I would be like a briar. It was just horrendous. I'll give you an example of what it's like now. When camping with my family, well, I say camping, that's the closest I get to camping. We were in a hut, like, and I woke up and I went to the bathroom and I went, "Oh, I have my period."
Oh, wow.
And I had been on kayaks. I had been tubing. I had been pedal boating. I had been doing all these amazing fun things with my family that I could not have done 2 years ago. If I was due my period for a night out, I was booking holidays around
them.
I just couldn't actually function. No, I couldn't.
I actually relate so much to your story, Vicky. It's mental. Like, that was me as well.
Really? And then you're guilty over being, you know, so irrational and snappy and quick to temper. My poor Fionn, like, I actually sat him down in the lockdown and I said, look, this is what a period is. This is why I'm like this. It's not your fault, you know. And he was like, the funniest story. Oh, my God. It takes a lot now to shame me, right? I had the conversation with him and he was so good. And they had touched on it in school. And when the lockdown lifted, he went for a haircut. So the barber.
I don't know where this is going.
The barber was talking to my husband, as you would, you know, how was your lockdown? And he was talking about it or whatever. And he was like, yeah, look, Vicky was out of work and it was really hard because, you know, that boy would have been in the same boat. And then Fionn goes, and she got her period. In the middle of the barbers. And the barber was like, did she? And he was like, yeah.
Your husband has nowhere to look either.
Oh, wait, you see, it's so normal in my house. Like, yeah. It's so normal. Like, every time I get my period, and I'm like, Jason, I bet you're glad you're a man. I bet you're glad. And he's like, you say this every month. Vicky. Yes, I am glad I am a man. Like, if I could take it from you, I would.
No.
And like, he just has to start apologizing immediately. He's like, I'm really sorry. I don't know what I've done, but I'm going to start saying sorry right now.
Yeah, he's like, do you want wine? Do you want chocolate? What do you want? I don't know what I want.
At that point, you start giving her all the things. Yeah. Bring her chicken nuggets, bring her chocolate,
everything. Bring it all on.
It's amazing though, like, and I know you're really good. You're really good at staying consistent with taking it. Because I remember you had messaged us before and said, I can really notice a difference with this. How long into that first month did you start noticing a difference and then continuing to see a difference?
I thought first month that I was feeling it, but like, obviously now, I don't know, maybe placebo effect when you're doing something proactive, but I did see a reduction straight away, and slowly but surely as the months went on, each symptom was just disappearing. And my husband did notice, because even on holidays this year, I was packing and I was packing tampons and pads, and he was like, oh no.
The holiday.
And I was like, it's fine. It's absolutely fine. Yeah. And we arrived on the Tuesday and I got them on the Sunday. So 2 years ago, Vicky would have just not been able to function. But I was like, it's fine. I just was checking myself up. You know, I'd pop up to the apartment, I'd change my tampon, I'd get back in the pool. And another woman there was like, I couldn't get in the pool now with mine. And I'm like, why? You're not going to poison anyone.
Really? Did she say that?
Yeah. I was like, I'll tell you now what you need. Keep her.
Yeah. Because I know you have been telling so many people about it. Because we do see an awful lot of orders coming in from Cork, and we were like, oh, Vicky must be off.
It's a hot spot.
It's a hot spot. Vicky's chatting again.
But I'm only being honest. I would never send someone to a product or something that I wouldn't use myself. And I am. I'm subscribed to it. I love it. Please don't ever stop making these.
We promise we won't. We won't.
You bet. I will find you.
We also have husbands buying it for wives, and we have people that email us and tell us.
And wives, like, for wives.
Yeah, wives for wives, telling us that please don't ever let this go out of stock. My husband has noticed a huge difference in me. My family has noticed a big difference. And if they forget to take it, the rest of the family are like, don't forget to take Key.
Put it by your toothbrush. I mean, you'd never forget to brush your teeth. So put it next to your toothbrush. And
that's clever. I've actually haven't heard that tip. That's brilliant. Put it beside your toothbrush. Very good.
I used to have to do that with my pill.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't forget it. Yeah, that's a really good tip. Beside the toothbrush. I totally get where you're coming from. Like, I used to plan my whole life around my menstrual cycle and my period. And now I don't even notice when it's coming. It just arrives and there's no drama anymore.
No. I mean, like, minor inconvenience. If you want to wear like a white pant.
Oh, yeah. You can wear the white jeans for the rest of the month. That's the odd about the height of the inconvenience now. Yeah, that's it.
Exactly.
Like, it's a massive
change. I'm not on any hormones or anything like that. I'm actually completely hormone free since 2016. And that was always my goal. Obviously, my circumstances allowed me to do that, being married, and we were planning another baby after we got married. But after Sonny was born, my doctor tried to put me on the coil, the pill.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm not doing it. And she's like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do for contraception? And I was like, well, first of all, I've just had a baby. He can just sleep in the spare room.
Back
like,
off.
Yeah.
Need a break for a little while.
He is good. But Jason, and he doesn't mind me saying this, Jason got a vasectomy in May.
Yeah. Wow, so great.
I'm free.
You're ready to go.
And I suppose it frees things up then as well. You, like a lot of people, are now choosing the non-hormonal methods of contraception. And it works for so many because they just don't want to keep pumping the hormones into their body because they just mightn't suit. And like that, how Key has been brilliant for so many people as well is that it helps to balance their hormones naturally. So you're getting your full multivitamin and your mineral and all those extra herbals, because we were those people. Like, we'd be in the pharmacy or the health store and I'd be there with my basket. And I said, well, I'd be telling them all my different symptoms. And then next thing, you're spending an absolute fortune.
And then you have to do that every month.
And then you're buying all the painkillers on top of that and everything else. Yeah. It's just mad. I'm like you, totally hormone free now. And
well done. Like,
hormone free. I'm actually completely pain medication free as well. First, you know, did you take Feminex back in the day?
Oh my God. Yeah. I used to steal the stuff.
Yeah, I think we were all pretty much addicted to it, and it was taken off the market. You know that there was a report came out just before it disappeared that you should never take it while driving. Sure, I'd be popping them for a whole 5 days a month.
Yeah, even like any other pain medication you'd be taking, especially around your period. I mean, I used to suffer so bad. My kids actually fixed my period. My mother, she'd hear me riding around in the bed, grunting. And she'd come in and she'd wake me up and she'd give me paracetamol because I suffered so bad with pain. Like, the pain was just horrible, so horrible. So I was a medicator for it if I wanted to actually let now
get relief.
She said when it suited you as well, Vicky, if you didn't want to go to school, you would be like a bit more dramatic with it. But for the most part, I did suffer with pain. And some people don't suffer with pain and they just have PMS. And at that time, I had the both of them. And I was like, you were just told it's not, oh, it's your period. Yeah, it's your period. You have to go through this.
And people don't know that now you don't have to be, there are natural options to be able to help. And I know, yes, some people have to go to doctors because they're in such a bad way. But we designed Key Menstrual and Key Perimenopause to help with the PMS, and you don't want to be snapping at your family.
No, it's awful. And
God, no.
And the skin, have you noticed a difference in your skin or your hair growth on them as well?
My hair definitely skin. Now I am genetically
good skin anyway.
You're genetically blessed. Love it. No, I can tell.
You know, my grandmother, my mom's side, like their skin, even my uncles, fantastic.
Beautiful skin. You're just glowing. You came on and there's this glow. It's amazing.
I think I look really shiny. I think it might be
lovely.
I know, you look fabulous. Yes.
Thank you, girls.
So we were going to say as well, what are your three key tips for anyone that is suffering with their menstrual cycle or PMS or whatever? What would your tips be to them to make themselves feel better? Or what has worked for you?
Well, like getting something that works. It's not normal. Stop suffering. Don't just take it on the chin. Fix it, sort it. Like, you wouldn't not fix a broken finger. Get it under control. Take control of it. Put yourself first. Be your own hero, your own champion, and do something about it. It's not going to go away. It's not going to disappear magically, especially if you are, you know, in your 30s or even in your late 20s. Like, there's no miracle going to just happen. You have to take control.
Be proactive. Yeah, no, that's a really good tip.
Yeah, definitely.
I think you're,
and
really
you're worth that.
Yeah.
You're worth that. Like, you are the most important person in your life. You are, because without you, nothing else can happen, you know?
Yeah. The ship will go down. If you're not looking after the ship's just going to go down.
Yeah.
Like, and everything falls apart. But you're good as well. You're good with your self-care and you're doing your exercise as well. And you're focusing on eating well as well. And that all helps.
It does help. It just makes me feel good. I love food and I love eating absolute crap. I love wine. I love cheese. I think I'm trying to master the art of balance now that I'm 35. You know, I want to live a very long time. You know, I want to live to see grandchildren hopefully one day. I just want to be healthy and be able to enjoy my life. But if I have too much of anything, I feel crap, you know, and I'm trying to find that balance. Like, I think when you do reach a certain age, like I'm 35, I am still young, but I do feel like I'm shifting a little bit into a new part of my life. Like, I really find this year, and I don't know what to wear anymore. I don't know how to wear my hair. Like, I've space buns.
I love your hair today. This is so 90s. I actually want, I'm going to do that this weekend. It's awesome.
Yes, do it. Like,
but we're like experimenting. Up. I'm in and around kind of like, what am I, 38 now? And I feel the same. I like changing my clothes and who am I now kind of thing.
Who am I? Like, who is this, you know, late 30s person? Because I'm 19 years of age in here. Like, I remember dropping the kids to school not so long ago and Sonny went, Mom, and I went, holy shit, I've got two kids.
How did that happen?
I know, it's weird when you have that moment.
Like, oh, I'm responsible for them. Like,
yeah, it's scary when it hits hard like that and you go, where's the last 5-10 years go? Like,
I know,
it's crazy.
And I don't have, and like Fiona's 12 now, he's just turned 12 and Sonny just turned 5. I don't have the period conversation, you know, the in-depth one or whatever, but I have talked to Fiona about it. He's in a co-ed. His friends are going to be going through it now.
Yeah.
And just be a gentleman. And if you do see like a stain on one of the girls' skirts or pants, you know, you tell them quietly. You don't alert the lads, you know, you just tell her and maybe offer her your jumper to tie around her, or, you know, you just look after, just mind the girls, you know.
This next generation of fellas are going to be fabulous fellas. Because mommies like you, oh my goodness.
Oh, we'll
if we can bring that nice new approach to all these subjects and being open moms, I think it makes them feel more comfortable.
That they could come to us over things, you know, and even like all the talk around consent and it's scary, like what we're sending them out into this world. We were having a conversation the other day, some video went around on Snapchat of this poor boy and girl's first kiss, and they were all out with the phones and recording it. And I was like, Fiona, if I ever see you recording someone's first shift, I was like, I'd be so disappointed. And he was like, how do you know what it's called? I was like, I'm shipped a long time, boy.
I kind of look back and I think to myself, oh my goodness, thank you so much that the phones weren't around.
Oh God, thank
Lord. No, that traumatizing.
No, I actually can't think about that.
No.
We definitely have gone
new world
a few times, I'd say.
Yeah.
And be like, no, shut
that
down.
Oh God. So what's your third tip?
Oh God, I should give more.
More tips.
One more. I think
so
that was the second.
You're
one,
all about your healthy eating. But I suppose, do you know what you do a lot of? And I think it's a good tip. Is you talk, and talking, I think, is like therapy for women. I think it's a really good one to talk about these things so people aren't holding it all in. Because I've always noticed when you're stressed and you're not dealing with your stress, that your PMS is way worse. It's like everything comes bubbling up to the surface when your PMS is just kind of hanging around. You feel everything more intensely. And I think just to have someone that you can talk to about these things, because I'm sure your clients tell you all sorts of things
God.
They're like humdingers. You're like, whoa.
I confidentiality
know so
now, but
nothing ever goes outside this room. Like, I have been the first person people have told that they're pregnant. And I'm like, why? This is going to be the longest 9 months for me now, you know? And every, like, they come 3 or 4 weeks. So I'm like, oh yeah, I see a bit of a bump there. And I'm kind of going through it with them, you know. It's regular clients I have now. I have very new clients at the moment. But it's just we're friends. We're all friends. It's lovely. And we do talk about all the things women need to talk about. I also have a sticker on my mirror as well. Like, I did some domestic violence training during the lockdown. You can get up and take a pic. If you look like you take a picture of your lashes, it's a QR code and it'll send you in the right direction for all the supports that you would need. And I suppose as beauticians and hairdressers and anyone in this kind of environment, you know, you do get told intimate things, and
yeah,
we need to be able to send them in the right direction. So like something as serious as that, I know where to say, like, I couldn't intervene obviously or anything like that, but you know, you have the supports to send a woman somewhere or a man. But I feel like that way with Kiefer Her, like when people come in and tell me about their ailments with their period, I'm like, no, there is help, there is hope, go and take the supplement, you know.
So yeah,
when women support women, when women talk to women, amazing things happen.
Yeah,
we could create a whole other universe and I'll just go live there.
And it'd be so pretty and
oh
so
my God,
clean.
It'd be fabulous.
So clean. There would be no pee on the toilet seat.
Oh, can I buy a ticket to that planet? I want to go.
Yeah.
We're like, a one-way ticket, please.
Yeah. And I know, don't get, I sound a bit like anti-man. Like, I love men. Like,
oh, we love the men. We love the men.
The men. Love them.
Maybe just for the week we could go there.
Yeah, like a little holiday resort.
An all girls holiday resort.
3 to 6 days. That's all we're talking about.
Yeah, that's all we need. Like, we can recharge in a second. Oh my God, we're amazing.
And we might put some of those links that you recommend for any domestic violence and all the links to do what we talked about today, I think would be important to include in this.
Yeah,
if you definitely are watching or listening to this, we'll link all those below.
Yeah, perfect. No, that would be great. It's just important to keep the conversation open and don't be afraid to come down the stairs if you have your period, if you're in a house full of men, and just be like, I'm on my period. You know, worst case scenario is they're just going to be nicer to you.
Yeah, exactly, and be a little bit afraid.
Because it's the unknowing is kind of brings this mystery and doubt and tension. But yeah, I think the theme of all of this is just talk.
It's a normal bodily function. It's how we bear children. It's how, like, our bodies are, we're made to function, you know, like the world wouldn't be turning without us. So you're allowed to whinge and bitch and moan about it. It's normal.
It's made me think of something there. So he might know that my period is due and he'll just know. But anyway.
You have the aura. You have the aura.
You're dressing like
or maybe
a
I have
person
it,
on their
right?
period.
And he might be going down to the shop, you know, and I'll be on my full healthy buzz or whatever. And I'm like, no, don't want anything. I'm just nothing. But he knows that if he comes back empty handed, that could be a problem.
Oh,
and then he'd be like, actually, I got you something. And I was there. Oh, actually, okay, fine. I'll have it. And I'll be like, what size is it? You know, what size is the bar? And I said, I hope it's not like tiny. And he said, you know, I know you at this stage. It's the size of a roof tile. And I'm there, grand.
And then you eat it and you go, why did you buy me that?
Why did you get that for me? You know I want to get into that dress.
And he's like, sorry. But
I
just
can't win.
It's no winning.
Sorry, guys, you can't win. You can't win. You may as well just give up now. You can't win.
Oh, it's been amazing chatting today. I really loved this conversation. I think it's really important that we have more of these types of conversations and that women feel okay about talking about all of this because it's all normal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just get it under control. You know, don't suffer. Try it for a month. Try it for 2 months.
I literally spent years developing this for you, so you don't have to feel this way anymore. So
no,
even if you try it for a month and see how you go, Vicky is, there's her story. She is an actual customer of ours, has had a huge success story, is on it a year later. It's our anniversary today. Thank you so much, Vicky, for being such an amazing customer. Hopefully we help even just one person today that resonates with the story and can go, oh my God, that's how I feel. And we have a solution there. If you need to talk, reach out. We're always here. You can catch us somewhere on social media at Key for Her. Don't try and contact Vicky because she's out the door.
Out the door. Too busy. You're a lash, Vicky. You're a lash.
Thank you so much for joining us today,
Vicky.
Thank
you, guys. Lovely talking to you.
You're a dose.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Key for Her podcast. We'd be so grateful if you could hit subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with your friends.
For tips, tricks, and hacks on all things perimenopause, menopause, periods, menstrual cycles, and skin health, follow us at Key for Her on TikTok and Instagram.
Check out our website, keyforher.com, for more information.